From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Three states' privacy laws and one considering more. And bug bounties and ransomware incentives as we review the conflicting trends. This is the Business of Tech. Multiple privacy laws to update you about. In California, lawmakers have debated and are considering new privacy laws for children. The rules are similar to what's happening in the UK, and once passed, it's expected that other states will follow suit. Arizona recently amended its breach notice law to change the regulator notification requirements. Starting this summer, depending on the scope of the incident, the Arizona Department of Homeland Security will need to be notified. Specifically, as amended, if more than 1,000 individuals in Arizona are notified of a breach, the notification must be made to the three largest consumer reporting agencies, the Arizona Attorney General, and the Arizona Department of Homeland Security. Utah passed the Utah Consumer Privacy Act, which takes effect on December 31st, 2023. The law applies to controllers or processors that do more than $25 million and control the data of more than 100,000 consumers, or derive over 50% of revenue from the sale of personal data and have more than 25,000 records. Virginia just amended their law with three new additions. First, a right to delete was added. Second, the Independent Consumer Privacy Fund was abolished, and fees now go right into the state treasury. And the third, redefined nonprofit to include political organizations. Why do we care? Welcome to the future, full of multiple sets of regulation for data to be managed. This happens when laws are done at the state level rather than the federal one. Sure, that complexity is good for lawyers and tech services firms who have a clear opportunity to help companies navigate this. It's not as good for consumers, aka customers. I could make a pretty solid argument that it's also not good for those tech services firms. Helping manage this is an SG&A expense, not a revenue-enhancing one, making it less than ideal for a technology spend. I'd instead trade those short-term complexity gains for the long-term simplicity, freeing resources to focus on moves that enhance income for customers, not cut expenses. Microsoft is upping its bug bounties for high-impact bugs in Office 365. Per the Register, the new scenario-based payouts to the Dynamics 365 and Power Platform Bounty Program and M365 Bounty Program aim to incentivize bug hunters to focus on finding vulnerabilities with the highest potential impact on customer privacy and security, Microsoft said late last week. Awards will increase as much as 30% in some cases. Google released its Project Zero report for 2021, highlighting 58 cases of zero-day exploits in the wild last year. That's more than double the previous maximum of 28 in 2015. The good news is that this is likely due to better reporting. The bad news is that attacker methodology hasn't had to change much from previous years. That's just the exploits. New threat research from Unit 42 at Palo Alto Networks found that 99% of cloud identities were overly permissive. To come to that staggering percentage, the researchers considered a cloud identity overly permissive if it was granted permissions that were unused in the past 60 days. And according to Palo Alto, 65% of observed security incidents are due to misconfiguration. Sticking to security, a report by CyberCatch highlights how SMB companies are more vulnerable to ransomware attacks. Why? Limited resources. 30% said they don't have a written incident response plan to respond to cyber threats such as ransomware attacks. Among those with this type of plan, 35% last tested it more than 6 months ago. Some 20% of the respondents said they don't have offline backups of critical data that could be encrypted in an attack. And 34% said they don't give employees phishing tests to determine their risk exposure. That adds up to 75% of respondents saying they would survive only 3 to 7 days following a successful ransomware attack. Plus, ransomware attackers are getting a lot faster. According to data published in Mandiant's M-Trends 2022 report, the average dwell time of FIN12 campaigns, meaning the amount of time between criminal hackers gaining initial access to the network and triggering the ransomware attack, has dropped from 5 to less than 2 days. Why? FIN12 doesn't focus on finding sensitive data and stealing it before triggering the attack. Adding to the scariness, Intuit QuickBooks March 2022 poll says more than 40% of SMBs surveyed have been hit with a cybersecurity breach. In good news, ransom distributed denial of service attacks are way down. Cloudflare reports that ransom DDoS attacks have dropped drastically in 2022, with only 17% of its DDoS targeted clients reporting extortion in January, 6% in February, and just 3% in March. That's a 28% decrease year over year and a 52% decrease compared to the last quarter of 2021 when ransom DDoS attacks spiked at 28% in the previous month. Now, why do we care? There's something seriously broken in the financial incentives in this space. It's not news, I just want to bring it back to that point. The bug bounties paid by companies are an order of magnitude lower than those paid on the threat actor side. And it's clear that the attackers at all levels are measuring success based on payouts. While we don't know why ransom DDoS attacks are down, I'd suspect that payouts are not as good. FIN12 figured out that they could make the money they wanted based on speed, not data ransom. It'd be pretty logical to think those DDoS attacks are down because they don't pay as well. Follow the money remains the name of the game. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. I will keep this one brief and talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.